Breaking news.
And this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $200 in bonus bets when they bet $5. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $200 in bonus bets. And see why. It's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Virginia. Terms and conditions apply.
Go Pack Go! This is your co-host Amon Green, along with my other co-hosts Dorsey Levis and Gilbert Brown, good friends and teammates. You are listening to the Green and Gold G-Lounge on the NFLApodcast.com.
Welcome to the Green and Gold G-Lounge. I'm your host this week, Dorsey Levis, with my comrades, the Batman, Mr. Amon Green, and the Gravedigger, Mr. Gilbert Brown. What up, fellas?
What's up, man? Chilling.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
How y'all doing, man?
Doing good.
I'm getting good.
In the flow of things here for me.
Yeah.
Yep. So.
All right. Everybody's alive and well, so it was a good week.
Yep. Good week. What about yourself? What about yourself, Doris?
I'm good, man. I got no complaints, man. Life is good.
Nice.
Good. Nice. What y'all do this weekend? Chili, what you get into this past weekend, man? What you do?
Not much, man. I was in Madison. Had a RV show I was doing for the foundation and doing a little bit of that stuff. Inked me a new radio contract, man.
Nice.
So I'm going to be all over the room.
Uh-oh, you broke up a little bit. Tell us more about the radio show.
You say you're going to be all over the state of Wisconsin?
Yeah. My internet tripping this morning. Hey, I'm going to be all over the state, man, with a gentleman by the name of Earl Ingram. It's the Earl Ingram Show. I get an hour every Monday with him. So it's going to be pretty nice drive time. So I'm awake.
Uh-oh. You good about that, waking people up? We got you.
Top of the morning to y'all. Top of the morning.
Thank you.
So what you're saying is you got a radio show because of the Green and Gold G Lounge, and you ain't bring your boys along with you. That's what I'm hearing. I'm gonna bring
y'all with me, man.
Okay. All right. Good.
Yeah.
so we can promote our show.
He said, "Shut
your mouth."
Did
you get us a new RV so we can go to South Dakota with the show?
Oh, you got to work on that. You got to work on that, Chili.
I mean, you had the RV show. Why don't you?
Okay. Right. I'm gonna get it. If I'm driving, who got the gas?
I'm pitching on the gas. I'm pitching on gas. I got something.
Somebody got to pitch. Do the gas, and somebody got to do the food.
But I do food. I do food.
I ain't eating no gas station.
I thought y'all was gonna say. Oh wait, no, gas station chicken. Yeah.
Yeah. You have a rot gut by the time we get up there. We're gonna be sick.
Man. ain't nothing hot sauce can't cure, babe.
Oh man.
Ooh, AG, what about you, man? What you do this past weekend?
Man, I'm back home. So I went over a friend's house and they have, I think, all teenagers. And so I was like, okay. I told them a couple weeks ago. I said, yeah, I'm gonna come over and hang out, watch some football, because it's the playoffs and all that. And then after the football, pretty much is over. We got a Super Bowl game. I don't know if they're going to watch that. But I said, let's watch it. Y'all into horror movies? Let's watch some horror movies or something. So they said, yeah, we'll pick them out. And then we'll say, we'll let you know when we're ready. So this Sunday I went over there. And so they picked out these two movies. Same movie. It was part one and part two of it. So it's called Terrifier. Part one and two. And it's probably the goriest, grossest way of a clown to kill people. So Terrifier is this clown. He has, he's white paint, black paint right on around his mouth and eyes. And he's going around. He's in a black and white clown suit. And his teeth look like he hasn't been to the dentist ever. And he brutally murders people just because it's funny to him. And you've seen Jason, you've seen Freddy, it's like they had like a professionalism about killing you. Like this dude he just literally does stuff and doesn't make sense. And I think their whole shtick is how brutal can we kill somebody in a movie? You know, when you sit there writing a movie, you're like, you know what, let's think of every way that one person can kill another person in a movie and make it entertainment. And I'm like, this is what y'all doing these days? This is what these kids are watching? I'm like, oh my goodness. You might have to just Google it just to watch the preview. I don't know how much they're going to show in a preview, but I watched two of those. I was like, this is crazy. I thought Freddie and Jason, I mean, it's not, they're not even scary. It just was like, I think it was an article where people, when it came to the theater, people were leaving the theater because they were throwing up because it was that gross. I was like, God,
what the hell are you watching, man?
Man, that's what I was asking about. So I'm like, what? I'm looking at the kids, like they laughing. I mean, I'm laughing too, because the way they, you know, people die and they're screaming and all that, it's, you know, it's fake. So you just kind of like, aha, this is not bad. This is bad acting or whatever. But it was like super gross, like super, super gross. Whatever you could think of to make something really nasty and yeah, it was in both one and two. And they have number three on the way, because the budget of the movie was $250,000 and they made US $10 million and worldwide they made another $5 million. So they made $15 million off the $250,000 they made the movie of.
Yeah, that's a hell of an investment right there.
That's a come up right there. Yeah.
So it's a foreign movie.
No, it's made here in America. I don't know where at in the US, but it's
probably
a US
probably
movie.
In Atlanta. Atlanta's got more film projects than anywhere in the world right now.
Yeah. Terrifier. It's, if you type it in, if you ask anybody under the age of 20, they gonna know what it is. They're like, oh yeah, the movie with that clown.
I know what it is.
Chopping people up. Yep.
I ain't watching that. So this weekend, remember I was in Syracuse last week to do the Remind session with the high school kids.
Yep, how'd that go? That went good.
It didn't. So shortly after we hung up, I got a text saying school was gonna be canceled. It was for the Syracuse City School District where I'm from. And school was canceled because it was going to be too cold. It's supposed to get down to minus 25 with the wind. So, yeah, I got that text. I rebooked my flight on the first thing smoking in the morning.
Yeah.
It was 12 below when I left, and I was cursing God out. I was just like, this is ridiculous. I don't even understand why anybody want to live here.
Right.
So I did that, man. My son had his last football game. They lost this week.
Okay. But how do you do?
Same team.
You know what? So we got two girls on our team, and one girl is she like Justin Jefferson and Deion Sanders wrapped in one.
She's a beast.
She got like five pick sixes. She got a bunch of touchdowns, but she had to go play a soccer game. So she wasn't there. You know what I mean?
She was your main dog right there.
They put their main guy on my son, so they kind of shut him down, man. So my son broke one down the sideline, and the coach on the other team, he a little bit of an asshole. I'm just gonna say he's a little bit of an asshole. And I say this because I
love it.
When the kids are near the sideline, you can push them out. You ain't got to grab the flag. So last week he was like, push her. So one of his guys blasted one of my girls out of bounds. I'm like, come on, dog. Like, really, man? That's a girl. Let's not do that. Right, so anyway, my son was going down the sidelines, and he got blasted way harder than he should have been. And my mother was there. Man,
Mom
got up off the fold-up chair, started walking toward my son. Hey, all right, this enough of this. That's my grandbaby. You ain't going to hit my – I said, Mom, sit down. And she kept walking and kept talking. I said, Ma, sit. I said, it's still football, Ma. You got to. Grandma wasn't having it. That's what we did with me on the football field. Hey, any of y'all watched the Pro Bowl games?
Yeah, I was going to bring that up. Oh, yeah. It was interesting. They had the big man's challenge, dodgeball, longest drive, and then all the, you know, precision passing, quarterback drills, the pretty boy stuff. And then they had the big boys. Remember we used to do with y'all in practice, Gilbert, had the big guys try to catch punts sometimes. They did that as a competition.
No, I ain't do all that.
Yeah. Could you catch a punt, G? I just want to know. You be real. Could you go out there and field a punt?
Oh, I got a hand.
Of course you're going to say that. Right. Of course.
Yeah, I would like to see that.
I'll pay to see that.
I got hands, though.
Okay, what?
How about you, Chili? You watch any of the Pro Bowl stuff?
No, I did not.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Why?
None of it either.
Well, I mean, I feel like that's chipping the fans, man.
I agree.
I agree. I think this is their first time experimenting with it because
don't do it no more. They are combatants, man. They are combatants. You want to do stuff like that, then you know, let the some light. Let them do some stuff like that, man. But no, play the game, man.
Yeah,
I called this 5 years ago. I said, watch, it's gonna be flag football. They gonna come up with other things because guys weren't playing ball. You know that
they weren't, and that was hard to watch.
Yeah,
I'm surprised they even got sponsors for that.
Well, they got sponsors because why? The players are still playing. You know, they figured out a way to make it happen, and they made it like a tournament. So for every game, so whoever won, like NFC versus AFC, everything was NFC versus AFC, and whoever won dodgeball, that was 3 points overall, longest drive, 3 points. So you could accumulate your points until the kickoff of the flag football game. You know, so I think NFC won the flag game, and I think they won it all too because they won the other matches before. So
okay, I know some of the highlights I saw. There were a lot of people in the stands.
Like that's what I'm saying.
So I was kind of surprised at that, but it is the NFL, the most popular sport in the country. So I guess we shouldn't be surprised. No. So listen, fellas.
Hey, hold on. I gotta say something though. Hey, a gym. It's a gym. When you go on YouTube and Google Pro Bowl Madden Challenge, you got your boy Marshawn Lynch is commentating along with one of the female co-hosts on NFL Network. They have, for the NFC, they got Micah Parsons and Justin Jefferson. For the AFC, they got Juice Gardner and Tyreek Hill. Just watch your boy, Marshawn. I love Marshawn. He is a gem.
He is.
Hey,
he keeps it 100.
Keeps it the whole time. So I would want to see this. I'll pay for this. Is UG along with Marshawn in a telecast. I will pay for that. Between you two, it's gonna be magic because he has no filter. He was cussing the entire. You're talking about no filter. We need to get him as a mainstay somehow on this show. He was cussing the entire. They're bleeping him the whole time, the whole show. Oh man! And he was like, "Give love to the running back." That's what he said the whole time. That's all he said. Kind of like when he did that Super Bowl interview back in the day. He said, give love to the running back. Give love. You know, he see guys running the ball. There you go. And then he get all excited like it happened for the first time. I'm like, is he resetting? I'm like, what is he? What, is he watching the same game? That was like the 20th carry. He's saying it like it's the first time that they gave the running back to the ball. I'm like, oh, I love this dude. So, yeah, check it out. It's a gym. It's YouTube Pro Bowl 23 challenge, Madden challenge or something. All right. I'll pass it back to you, Dorson. I had to get that.
We're going to take a break. So stay tuned. We're coming right back with some more green and gold.
Breaking news. And this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $200 in bonus bets when they bet $5. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $200 in bonus bets and see why. It's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Virginia. Terms and conditions apply.
OG Lounge. Welcome back to the Green and Gold G Lounge. It's your boy Dorsey Levins, Amon Green, Gilbert Brown, the Green and Gold G Lounge. Fellas, let's talk a little headlines or football. You know, what's going on around around the country. Our boy, Aaron Rodgers, said he was gonna make his decision after going on a darkness retreat. Any of y'all ever heard of a darkness retreat?
Yeah, I have. Isolation, darkness, I was gonna say something, but oh yeah, Charlie Murphy. The darkness is spreading. The darkness is spreading.
Darkness.
but I've heard of it, you know. So yeah, it's interesting. I saw part of the interview on Pat McAfee last night, yeah. Looking at stuff. I'm like, okay, he's really making this thing thorough. Is he? Or I know a lot of people are like, is he messing around with us, or he's just doing, you know, he's doing him. So I know how people are going to look at it, both either way.
Gilbert, what you think? What do you think is going to happen with A-Rod? Is he going to stay? Is he going to get traded? Is he going to retire? What do you think is going to happen?
What is a darkness retreat, first of all?
So
apparently you go sit in the dark for 4 days.
Yep.
The only person you have contact with is the person bringing you your food.
That's it. They do almost like a jail where they have a little pocket for your plate of food to slide it in and out.
That's are you it. For real? Is yes. Like, are you for
yes.
real?
Yes, I'm. Yes, for real. Yeah. This is what he's about to do,
and that's how he's gonna make his decision. He's gonna be alone with his thoughts for a few days,
mm-hmm.
and he's gonna figure out what he's gonna do.
No TV, no cell phone, nothing.
Do y'all think he's gonna be traded? Because I can't.
No, I mean, I don't see him traded. No.
Yeah, I don't see that either. But it's a lot of rumors on TV about him going to the Jets, maybe.
Jets or Raiders.
Or the Raiders. Yep, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, Packers not going to trade him because they don't want to. They already know things not to do as an organization. They know that very well. So
I saw somewhere where they the Raiders bowed out.
Really? Oh, didn't know that. That's interesting.
See that. I mean, the reason why Aaron and Devontae couldn't play together this year is because of salary cap. So I thought when I heard Raiders, I'm like, well, how do they have magical cap space?
Right. They got money.
Yeah. You know, Aaron, in order for Aaron to go, he's going to have to go to a team that has a young quarterback like the Jets.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have a lot of big name guys on offense under contract. You got to take a pay cut. Tom Brady took a pay cut. He made what, $25 million? Aaron is set to make what this year? 50?
Yep. 51, I think. 51.
If you want to be on a competitor, you can't take that kind of money. You got to leave some money to bring in some people to help you out. Just my 2 cents. So anyway, let's talk about the combine, right? We all been to the combine.
Yeah, interesting in vacation there.
Yeah. So NFLPA president Demore Smith believes we shouldn't have the combine anymore.
Mm.
Chili, tell us about your combine experience and what you think should be done.
Well, I mean, that was so long ago, man. You go through it, man. You gotta walk around half naked. And yep. if you don't have that running back body type, you be walking down the hallways when they got women in the facility, you know.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
You know, while you walk around with your stomach hanging out and your legs rubbing against each other, you know, you thought you was looking cool until that happened.
Right. Like, yeah. you gotta do what?
Yeah, I know, man.
Yeah, that was go ahead, G.
And then again, you know, they got psych stuff going on too. They got people about who you are, what you are, you know what I'm saying? You know, trying to get all your background back then when they didn't really have everything, you know what I'm saying? So my experiences was, I mean, I ain't had nothing to hide, but you know, it was degrading at times, but then again, you know, it sets you apart.
AG, what about you? What was your experience?
Kind of like what G said. Like, I mean, being around, walking around in your underwear, I was like, really? So I'm like, I'm hearing about the combine. You know, Deion did this, and you know, he ran this back in the day, and Bo Jackson did that, and I'm like so excited because I'm a fan of it. I get off the plane and probably within the first hour, 2 hours of me getting off the plane, I'm sitting there in a physical talking to, I can't remember what team I was talking to, but I'm in a physical and I'm like, okay. And then another physical and another, it was like right off the plane, I went right into the physicals and it's about 15, 20 teams in this room at that time. And I'm like listening to them talking. And I'm just going right to the next table. So just for example, it was like the Buccaneers. And then I went to the Browns and then the Texans wasn't around yet. So the Packers. But I'm like, I'm standing right next to y'all. Can't y'all just take the information from the other team? Oh, no, you know, that's their stuff. I'm like, you hear me talking. I'm like, because I was in that thing for like at least an hour or more. just doing physicals. They're, you know, they pulling on my shoulder. And what I learned by the end of the thing was, all right, I have nothing wrong with me, because I started to go way back to little league injuries. And then I was like, wait a minute, I got really back. Hey, last year I just had a twisted ankle. I'm good. Shoulder's good, you know, because I was like, yeah, I got this. I did this. And when I was eight, I was going in helping them out with information, not realizing, okay, they, you know, obviously they're kicking the tires. So it kind of hit me. I'm like, all right, I'm gonna just make this real short. Look, I got a twisted ankle and I sprained my knee. That's it. You know, y'all could pull everything else. We good. And then walking around, you know, like I said, with our under, I was like this. So by the time I got back to my hotel room, then I had like five or six requests to go have job interviews at midnight. And I'm like, this is it? This is the combine? This is what the NFL, that's what my first look behind the curtain. I was like, okay, this is about to be real interesting. I might want to take my ass back to Lincoln, Nebraska right now at that time. So yeah, that first day was an eye opener, as we say.
Yeah, I had some knee injuries going into the combine. My knee felt fine when I got there. Once I left the physicals, my knee was sore.
Yeah.
This holds my shoulder, and it wasn't sore before I started. I was sore when I left the physicals.
Yeah. It was a hot
one
mess.
Thing that came to mind when I was there, man, the first thing that came to mind was like, you're just like a slave auction.
That's what I felt like, too.
I mean, literally. I mean, I know it's not, you know, that was a lot different and a lot more harsh than what it was, but
yeah,
that's what it reminded me of. You know, wearing our underwear, just at the
put
time.
You put your arms out.
Turn around.
Yeah.
Open your legs.
They measure your hand.
Put your hand up. Yeah, I'm like, yo, this is crazy.
I'm like, this is it? I'm like, oh.
This is crazy. So I'm with Smith, the president. If they wanna ban that, man, it's there's got to be another way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's got to be a different way to do it. So players don't feel like, I felt some kind of way leaving there, man.
Oh yeah, I didn't feel right.
Like violated or something. I felt weird.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep. Have you been
basketball, man?
Have you been, hold on, have you been to it like in the last 10, 15 years? Like since the TV and all that, where it's on TV now?
No.
I've been once, and yeah, it's completely different because cameras are there now. So what the guys are totally dressed the entire time, you know, and everybody was asking me the same questions talking about. They're asking me, and I'm like, y'all really want me to talk about my experience? Because I think somebody's gonna be hell, you know, for Gerald purposes, you know, somebody might be kind of implicated in a case or something because of what I've been through when I went through, like what we went through, and they're like, what? And I did, and they were like, oh my god, really? It was like that. I said, yeah, it was no cameras around, so. They did basically what the hell they wanted to do to one of us, you know, to either one of us, how they measure and all that, like you mentioned. So I was like, they were like shaking their heads like, oh, my God. I'm like, how'd you not notice? I'm like, some of y'all were here then. What do you mean? Why are you playing dumb? You know, so it was just interesting. So, yeah, I just want to drop that last nugget there.
Okay. Yeah, man. on another note, before we jump into basketball for a second, Roger Goodell said the officiating around the league was better this year. It's never going to be perfect because –
that's true.
Yeah, we aren't perfect human beings. So
that's true.
One thing that I will say about that is that I thought a lot of times instead of going into replay, somebody upstairs saw the first replay and they, whatever, however they communicate was like, hey, listen, here's what happened. We don't need a commercial break. We don't need to go review it. I thought they did a better job of doing that this year. So I agree with Roger Goodell on that point.
Mm-hmm. Still got some work to do. Just a little bit.
Still got some work to do. Yeah, it ain't perfect. It ain't perfect, but it's all right, man. I, you know what? I don't even watch games live. I'll record it, and I'll watch something else for about an hour. So don't text me during the game because my phone was off. Because I don't want to hear no scores or nothing like that. So I can fast forward through all the commercials.
Mess with you.
And all the injuries and all the replays. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't want to watch none of that. I just want to watch football. But you got to. You got to watch it late. That's the
it's the entertainment value. That's what it is.
Yeah. All right, man. That's 10 minutes. So quarter number two is up. We're going to come back. We're going to talk a little NBA basketball. We're going to do some top three. And obviously, we got to talk Super Bowl. Big game this week on Sunday.
Yes,
it
is.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Green and Gold G-Lounge.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $200 in bonus bets when they bet $5. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $200 in bonus bets and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Virginia. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back to the third quarter of the Green and Gold G Lounge. I'm your host, Dorsey Levins. I'm on Green, Gilbert the Grave Digger Brown. What's up, fellas?
Chilling.
Hey.
Third quarter, man. Difficulties. Hey, football season's winding down, man. Sunday is like, after the game is over, I get kind of sad on Super Bowl Sunday because now I got 6 months to watch.
Don't say that. Dorsey, because you got the new boy. We got to get the new boys chance to breathe. XFL, USFL. We got to let them boys breathe, man.
Okay. Yeah. Uh-huh. I mean, but that just started last year, didn't it? The XFL, the spring football.
Yeah.
No, they had something last year.
Yeah, USFL started last year. XFL started 2 years ago.
Yes. Yeah. So it's been something.
So it'd be 3 years for the XFL, yeah. Two for the USFL.
Y'all watch that?
Yeah. I catch every game.
No, me either. I like to watch the colorful stuff, and it was some coaches out there that we knew.
Yeah, it is. Yep.
Who's coaching out there? We know.
He was Coach Pepper Johnson. He was coaching one of the teams I was liking and stuff like that. So I mean, it's good to watch stuff, man. Future stars.
Future stars. Okay. Well, I'm gonna turn my attention.
Mike Riley, Jeff Fisher.
I think Jeff Fisher just.
He might have. Did he retire or something?
Bob Stoops out there.
Yeah, Jim Moore.
So they got some big names out there.
Steve Spurrier.
Yeah.
Corey Chamberlain.
They ain't gonna never give us a coaching job.
They
want to coach.
Huh?
You would like to coach?
Oh, I would love to coach, man. I would love to coach.
My free time too much. Them damn 18, 19 hour days. I ain't doing that.
Todd Haley, that used to coach with the Chiefs. He's one of the coaches.
When your son get out of high school, you're going to be ready to coach, man.
Yeah, maybe then. If I'm coaching him, if I'm following him, I would do that.
I got one that's going into high school now. As soon as his ass is out, I'm out.
I was talking to Edgar Bennett one time. I said, Edgar, man. I was like, there's too many hours.
Yes.
Edgar said, hey, man, he said, it's not too bad. He said, Wednesday and Thursday is our long day. We get in at 5, we might not go home, midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning.
Good gracious.
On those 2 days. He's like, but it's chill on like Friday and Saturday. He's like, cause we don't have to come in until 6, and then we can go home about 9 or 10. I was like, man, that's too much, man.
God, dog.
That's too much. I don't want football.
The brain stops working after about 2 hours.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't even process stuff. That's a fact. And I experienced it, too. So I know what they're talking about.
I remember we was in a meeting one time with Harry Sidney, all the running backs.
Sid Mo Dolly.
That was his nickname?
I used to sit right in front of Harry, right? So he couldn't see my eyes. And I put my hand on my head, like on my face.
You had to have it.
Just sleep. Most of us would sleep.
Yeah.
So one day I wake up, and you know how at the end of the tape they got the color bars.
Ooh. Making that noise.
I turn around, Harry back there with the clicker in his hand like this. Hey, I said, Harry. He's like, oh yeah, guys, all right, go home. He's good job today.
Good job, Harry, University of Kansas alum.
Okay. Is he? He's a J.
He with the Kansas.
Is he from Kansas?
I don't know where Harry from. Parts unknown. That's from.
Say it again. You broke up.
I said Harry's a good dude, man. I like
Harry's a good dude.
I'm gonna tell you a story about Harry though, if my connection don't mess up. So we get in, and you know, he when I first got to Green Bay, Harry was the strength coach.
Wow.
Okay. With Ken Johnston. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I remember Ken. He was in Seattle with me.
He said he's trying to find Harry a job or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah.
So we get in, me, Big Hutch. I don't know if y'all remember Big. You've been Big Hutch, though. Me, yeah. Big Hutch, and Earl, right? We come in, and he look at us. He said, hey, you guys right there. Y'all just get up on the track. Because, man, we had a track. Remember, we had a track in the gym. Remember that?
In the gym. Yeah.
Upstairs. So he said, uh-huh. y'all get on the track and y'all run for about an hour. We like, huh?
What?
That's the workout?
Track.
For Big D.
For about an hour. Are you for real?
Wow. So
every day he had us run for an hour because he had nothing for us to do. So every time I see Harry, you are the best strength coach I ever seen in my life. The best.
Hey, AG, if you ever want to see Gilbert look like he hate the world, put him on a sideline and blow a whistle and tell him to sprint across that field. Gilbert, we used to run sprints. Gilbert used to be mad. I'm like, dude, we just got to do it. He wanted to. I've never seen anybody look that frustrated in my life.
You know what? You say that, Dorsey. Santana cracked me up too. He say, you remember when we used to go to the team meeting and they had remember when they used to put the thing on the board what we had to do?
The schedule, yeah.
Schedule?
Yeah.
And then at the end, Mike Holmgren would say, yeah, we got to do a little running today, too. You know, get yourself. Santana say, y'all, they go 9-on-7. It's all.
Ain't got no energy for that after all that.
I'd be so mad. I said, man, okay, then I'm going to mess up something today. Since we got to run, all right, dog.
We talked about that before, him knocking Frankie Winters over the head the whole damn practice because he mad he got to run.
Ooh, yeah, the O-line, D-line, that would be some interesting.
A track? We don't go to track. This is football.
Hey, I'm over 300 pounds. What you talking about?
Oh, man. Continuous gasser. That's all I ran, dog. Continue. Ooh,
yeah, you just didn't stop running.
I just kept running, dog.
Man. I feel for the big guys and them gassers. Ooh,
especially when you got Kabir or Keith McKenzie, they just take off.
Yep.
They supposed to be the rabbit, set the pace.
It was always that one dude, right? Like one or two dudes. They were light. They just take off. Yeah, if you don't slow your ass down.
Yeah, they were light.
We all run together and make it look like we working together, man. Slow down. I'm just saying, man.
Yeah.
Let's talk. You know, let's not talk about basketball. Let's talk about our top three Super Bowl moments.
Mm, okay.
Gilbert and I played in a couple. And the ones that we've seen on TV. What are your top three most memorable Super Bowl moments for you individually? Let's start with you, AG.
Yeah, okay. I didn't get a chance to play. But I watched them. I watched a lot. I watched pretty much everyone. I know as a kid, once I watched the first one was the 88 Super Bowl. It was 49ers versus the Bengals. And I went over to one of my friend's house. Remember my friend name? His name is William. And he was a Bears fan because I remember walking in his room for the first time. He had Walter Payton and all in the offensive line. The D-line had a poster they made up and they called them the Junkyard Dogs. So I was like, okay, you're a Bears fan. So we watched the game. I just remember Jerry Rice catching one of the big passes on that fourth quarter comeback over the middle, like a deep 20-yard reception. And then later in that drive, Joe Montana dropped back, you know, go through progression and hit John Taylor for the game-winning touchdown. Just watching that game right there was pretty dope. And then I said a game after that was it was a couple years after that. It was the Giants in the Super Bowl against somebody. I can't remember. I just remember the Giants defense playing good. And I remember Phil Simms hitting a couple touchdowns. You know, I was a kid, so I'm just hearing, remembering little moments. And I'll say as a fan, I was in the game. I was in the stadium for the last time they were in Arizona when it was Patriots Seahawks, where they should have gave Marshawn the damn ball. and I'm sitting in the section. It was all former football players. We're all sitting together. And as soon as that play happened, that whole section, so it was like, everybody said the same thing at the same time. What the bleep, 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 bleep? Like, it's like, you knew, it was like, okay, he picked up, it was second down. It was first down. He picked up 8 yards, got him to the three. Third down, he picked up another yard and a half. So it's third and short. So this is four down territory. It's like, there's no other thing to do but give him the ball again, since he's pretty much took you down there. And then they did not. They threw the screen pass and intercepting. We were everybody just like, wow. So for me, that was my, I'll say, top three moments. And that one last one was just pretty cool because I was in the stadium. I wasn't sitting at home watching, you know, the commercials and watching the game like that. I was sitting in the stands to see that happen. And the whole stadium, all the Seahawks fans just deflate. And knowing that now Tom Brady got another chance to possibly get another ring, and they eventually did later in that game, is just crazy to see that firsthand.
How about you, Chili? Big fella, how about your top three Super Bowl moments?
Oh, man. I got one. I'm gonna say this. I'm gonna just say the ones that I experienced. You know, it's plenty, man. So many. I'm gonna say the first one was it's a clip. It's a video clip too. Where we was first of all, I don't know how this happened that we got introduced into the Super Bowl. We always just knew offensive club. We're the number one defense in the land, so they took care of us. You know what I'm saying? So, anyway, getting to it, it's a clip in the where we was coming out the tunnel, and me, Reggie, Sean, Santana, Reggie told us to come together. You know what I'm saying? And they started talking, man, and I almost fainted. I swear to God, though, I almost fainted because first of all, it's the pressure of the game, man, and then I'm sitting up here with three of my peers, and they are all great. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I'm having boys to fight in this game. Man, I almost fainted, man. I swear to God, I almost fainted, man. So I had to pull my britches up, right? So that was, and just to in front of Big Dog, and Big Dog singing. He's singing, dog. He's singing Amazing Grace, all that. So I'm like, oh, I'm about to faint.
This is like that moment,
together, right? Yeah, right. Because it got real so fast. You know what I'm saying? Then first, yeah, we was playing around that. Now it got real, dog. And the second is coming out, and everybody said, "When we come out, we gonna do something." Everybody gonna remember Wayne Simmons just walked out, and he said, "Somebody jump up and choke me." I said, "No, Wayne, I don't think they want to do that. Your mind is right." So everybody just forgot those curtains or whatever it was. You come out and they say your name and them lights start flashing. You're in the corner of the stadium. You see all these lights flashing. I'm like, am I a rock star or a football player?
Yeah.
What the deal going on, man? That, and then the third was waking up Super Bowl 32, watching the TV. I ain't watched TV for 6 months, man, because they won.
You can't. Right.
Is a memorable moment because I couldn't watch. I ain't turned no TV on for 6 months because I couldn't see it. I didn't want to hear it. It messed me up. I was a straight depression dude right there, man. So that's my three right there.
Yeah, you know what, man? I was after that Super Bowl 32. That was the only year I made it to the Pro Bowl, and I didn't want to be in Hawaii. Mm-hmm. I was like, I want to go home. I'm mad. I was frustrated. I remember right after the Pro Bowl, you still stay for an extra day. You go home the next day whenever you want. I changed my flight. I left right after the game like we was playing. I left my mother, my father, and my date. I left them there. Wow. I'm like, if y'all want to stay, y'all stay. I'm leaving. I want to go home. I got offered to go to Maui for 7 days. All I had to do was sign autographs for an hour. And they gave me 7 days in Maui. I said, nope, I'm going home to cry in my bed by myself.
Right.
So my top three would be being introduced to Super Bowl 32 and being a team captain for the game. That was like, that was, I might have shed a tear or two. be introduced as a Super Bowl starter. That was a big moment for me. My number two moment, I'm going to fast forward to this year, man, because we got two black quarterbacks starting in the Super Bowl for the first time ever. So I'm gonna throw that in the mix because that's big.
Yeah, that's huge.
That's really big. And obviously, my number one Super Bowl moment is when that clock reached zero in New Orleans, and we took that Super Bowl 31 trophy home. Gilbert, I echo everything you said, man. I remember that morning of the game. Didn't sleep well. I don't know how you slept. I woke up almost every hour. Like I was gonna oversleep for a 6:00 p.m. game, right? I just kept waking up. And usually everybody goes to the game on a second bus, right? On this Super Bowl Sunday, everybody's on the first bus. Locker room was packed right after a pregame meal. So yeah, man, that's a good time. So with that being said, guys, we're gonna take a break. We're gonna come back fourth quarter. We're gonna talk Kansas City Chiefs. We're gonna talk Philadelphia Eagles. Stay tuned, we're coming right back with the Green and Gold G Lounge. Welcome back to the fourth quarter of the Green and Gold G Lounge.
Put your fours up. Every athlete know what that means.
Amon Green, Gilbert Brown, we're going to talk a little Super Bowl. Gilbert, let's talk defense. What do you see defensively from both teams? What are their strengths and weaknesses? What do you think?
Man, D lines, man. I kind of like Cox and Sue. You know what I'm saying? Them boys gonna get after it, man. That's why I'm hoping your boy's ankle is well, because they gonna come after you, man. It's gonna be good. I want to see how the Philly offensive line handle that Kansas City defensive line, because that Philly is physical brothers playing against each other. Kelsey's,
yeah.
You know, Kansas City, you know, the tight end, and then the offensive lineman for Philly. So that's going to be a pretty good they've been hyping that up this week. So I really do see.
You know, their mom is flipping the coin toss.
Really?
Is she?
Wow. Oh, wow. Yeah. Oh, wow. They were smart about NFL smart. They got smart right there for sure.
Good for her, man. But I think at the end of the day, man, Philly's going to be overpowering. I really do.
Okay, AG, look, let's talk about the offensive side.
Right.
In particular, how about the running game from the Philadelphia Eagles?
Yeah, they got, you know, between Jalen Hurts and then Miles Sanders and Bart Scott, you know, those guys been really, I say, dominating the season, you know, I think well over 100 yards a game. So I say that's going to be the determining factor. I say if they could get that run game going like they have been all year, then the chances to win go up for Philadelphia, because we know the Chiefs defense, this fight, you know, they're feisty, probably not, you know, they're not top of the league, but they're in the bottom, the top half of the league. But the run game, as we know, does things to a defensive player, a defensive team, that makes them, you know, it wears them out for one, and then it drains the clock. And that's something that Philly's done. Now, for the games I've watched where Jalen, he only had to make two or three big throws and completed them. The rest was the run game, just draining the clock and beating up the defensive line. So that'll be something that you got to watch during this game, because as you know, Kansas City, they live and die by the pass, and they got Kelsey, like we talked about, Travis, and they have the other receivers and even the running backs. Literally everybody you got to cover, because Matt Mahomes is that quarterback to hit, you know, multiple receivers. So trying to cover everybody is going to be a task for their defense. So that, you know, taking away the time where he doesn't have a lot of opportunities to throw the ball, that'll be one thing to focus on as Nick Sirianni makes that game plan out for his Philly offense.
Gilbert, how much do you think experience is going to play a factor in this game, knowing that Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs He's been to 2 Super Bowls or 3 Super Bowls already.
This is his third right now.
His third already.
Yep.
Jalen Hurts and the Philadelphia Eagles. They nobody. This is a different team than the team that won a Super Bowl back in, I think, 2018. How much do you think experience is going to play a factor? Because, you know, if just thinking about, I know we were nervous wreck going into Super Bowl 31. I was a little bit calmer during Super Bowl 32. I don't know about you. Maybe we shouldn't have been as calm as we were. We wouldn't have fucking lost the game. How much do you think experience is going to play a role or a factor in this game?
I think it's going to. It plays a little bit into it, but also I think that, you know, with Jalen Hurts being that guy now and these two young fans going against each other, I mean, Patrick Mahomes been there, but Jalen Hurts is going to kick the door in, you know what I'm saying? Because mm-hmm. in his mind, he got the team to beat, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? And you, I'm comfortable, you know, I'm the man, you know. I go, no, because each team each year is different, man. So I think it really comes down to who really wants it the most and who's going to make the least mistakes out of those two top quarterbacks. Because there's a lot of pressure going in on, even when you say it's two black quarterbacks, you know what I'm saying? That's a lot of pressure. Because I saw Doug Williams talking the other night, man, and he was talking about how much pressure he was, and you know, and even trying to stay in the game, being hurt, and different things like that, mm-hmm. man. So it's a lot of eyes on you, physically and mentally.
Okay, let's talk. What I'm saying. Let's talk about who we think is going to win, and why. Gilbert, you're probably going to get on my case about this because I'm going to sit on the fence one more game. I don't think I can lose. I played in Philly for 2 years. My last game was Super Bowl 39 with the Eagles. But the flip side is that Andy Reid was the coach of that team. Mm-hmm. So that's when I say I can't. I'm going to sit on the fence and I'm not. I'm going to pick somebody to win, but I can't. Internally, I can't really lose.
But you going to wait till the fourth quarter of the game and then pick the team to win? Is that what you going to do?
Hey, man. No, I'm going to pick somebody, but whoever wins, I'm cool with it. I'm cool with whoever wins. I don't have a favorite is what I'm saying. But I want to know what y'all favorite is. I know, AG, you picked when the playoffs started, you picked the Chiefs to go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, picked them to go.
So are you still standing by that?
I say I'm going to stick with that. I'm going to stick with that.
Give me a score. Give me a Super Bowl score prediction.
This is what I'm not good at, but I'll try here. I'm gonna stick with the Chiefs. I'm not gonna change up. I'm not one of those. I'm not gonna sweep it back. So keep it the Chiefs, and I think it's gonna be I'll say they're gonna win by the Chiefs. Gonna win by probably no less than 7 and no more than 10.
Score.
So score-wise, I will say 34-24.
34-24. 10 points? What's the spread? What's the spread? Is like 1.5?
And 1.5. But there is no, they got potent offenses. They're gonna put up some points against each other. I think the spread is 50, over under is 51. So
okay.
That's a little bit over 51 right there, what I gave you.
Yeah.
So, that's where I'm at.
Chili, what about you, sir?
Anyway,
blacked out, and that's probably a good thing. We didn't hear what you said. I didn't hear what you said, and that's probably a good
thing. I went to KU, you know, so Kansas City Chiefs are, like you saying, pick the team in the fourth quarter of the game, too, if I want to. Andy Reid. I got Andy Reid. I know Andy Reid, too, you know what I'm saying? But I ain't going to be no fool. I'm going with Philly because Philly is the more dominant, physical, been kicking tail team all year long. And Jalen Hurts is a young lion. And he. Did y'all get all that?
No, we missed the last two seconds.
Two seconds where I said who I'm going with. I'm going with Jalen Hurts and the Philadelphia Eagles just because I feel like that's the new team to be.
Got it.
What's the score?
Give I ain't got
score.
No points. I ain't got no points, man.
You can't guess. You can't guess the score.
Man, I had to. You had to do
can't
it.
Guess the score,
huh?
You can't guess the score.
You gotta do it. Easy. Just throw out some numbers.
Throw out some numbers.
Just split 51 and a half. Just do the math problem, man. That's 25 or 26 to whatever.
26 to
25. There you go. 26 to 25.
Who said that? I ain't said that.
I'm saying you can say that.
Yeah, you can say
26 to 25. I'm not saying that because that's what y'all want me to say. Yeah.
Of course.
I'm gonna say to be real, I ain't never picked no numbers, man. I just be like win, man. So I'm gonna go. I'm
pick
gonna go
a number,
30.
Big
I'm gonna go.
Baby.
No, I'm gonna go.
If Philly defense that good, then Kansas City score shouldn't be too high.
Right. 28, I ain't no fool either. 28-29 is where I'm going with.
Okay.
So the Chiefs by one.
No, Philly by one.
Philly by one. Okay. 28-20.
I just told you I had Philly. Why are you going to give me the Chiefs?
I know. My bad, man. As you said, I CTE kicking in. That's what you said.
Oh,
off the air. What do you say, AG? I was taking my CTE like it was medicine. Or what?
Yeah, he's taking it. It's a medicine now. It's like a drug now. Okay, it's like that.
My Super Bowl prediction. I played in three Super Bowls, and Andy Reid was on the coaching staff in each one of those Super Bowls. With that being said, I agree with Chili that Philly's defense is good. But I'm going to go with Kansas City. In a close game, Bucker, who's a Georgia Tech guy, since we shouting out our colleges, the kicker, Bucker, game-winning field goal at the end. I'm going to go Kansas City 27, Philadelphia 24.
Okay.
And that's it. Fellas, what y'all got going on for the weekend? I know what you're going to be doing on Sunday. I think I know what you're going to be doing on Sunday. Anybody excited about Rihanna at halftime?
Yeah. I haven't seen her. I don't think I've ever seen her perform. Other than like videos, so seeing her in Super Bowl to see how she comes out. Is she gonna do a medley or is she gonna do like some new songs? You know, that's like the prop bets that's going on right now. So I'm down for any of that to see a good performer go do their job.
Think she gonna bring out Drake?
Are they dating? Are they dating or something?
She got a baby by the other rapper. I don't know these young cats' names. But
right. Yeah.
ASAP Rocky.
That's is it ASAP? Is it ASAP?
Yeah, I think that's.
I always look forward to the commercials.
Yeah, that too. I'm excited that about too, the commercial. Yeah.
I had a girl from the gym come up to me and say, "You know, Rihanna performing on Sunday." I said, "What about the football game?" She's like, "Oh, nobody care about that." I was like, "Get out of my face! Get out of my face!"
It's kind of like a. HBU game. Nobody's worried about the football. They just can't wait to halftime.
Yeah.
I used to do play-by-play for HBCUs, and I did games at the Georgia Dome. Literally after halftime, half the crowd
gone.
Left.
Just families there. Family just and close friends.
I mean, it was empty. After the band, I was like, this is about – they came to watch the band. The football game was just a distraction.
Wow. Yeah, I've heard about that. Yep.
Yeah. So what you got? What you got this weekend? AG, what you got?
Well, I'm going to watch the game. I think we actually close on the house tomorrow here in Lincoln.
Congratulations.
Yep. So we'll be moving in on. Hopefully we get all moved in a day. At least get the TV hooked up and the bed put up so we could hang out at the house and everything.
Are you already completely moved out of Green Bay?
No. This is just part of it. Then once the house sold, then Houston would be the next step. Getting down to H-Town. So, yeah, that was what I'm trying to get moved in real fast on a Saturday. Like I said, get the TV up. I already got the internet planned for Friday, so at least I could put my phone up or put my computer up and watch the game on it's either Fox or CBS. I know it's one of them, whoever they trade off to. But, that's about it for me.
Big fella, what you got this weekend? Gilbert, you there?
G.
Hello?
Did he skip? Okay.
What skip. You got this weekend, big fella?
Nothing. I'm gonna go pick up my daughter from school and come home and figure out what we're gonna do for the Super Bowl, man. Just chill time for me, man. I love a little chill time. We run so ragged throughout the year, man. This is our kind of close to downtime, so I try to enjoy every minute of it, man. So that's what I'm gonna do.
Okay, yeah, I think I'm gonna do the same thing, man. Chill out. I'm contemplating whether or not I should go to a Super Bowl party. Or just watch it at home because the tendency is you go to a Super Bowl party, somebody recognize you, And then they want to tell you everything they know about football like you care.
Yes, Lord. Yeah,
that gets on my last nerve. I may stay home.
The best thing to do is to stay home.
And then as soon as the game over, you can just go right to bed. You ain't got to worry about getting home and that stuff.
Have no Super Bowl that's party right. Because you do that, then you got to clean up.
It's so funny, but so right.
I know both of y'all know exactly what I'm talking about.
That's why I'm laughing.
Exactly what I'm talking about.
Oh, that is so funny, but so right. You be like, oh, here they come. You can see him from a mile away, too.
A mile away. Man,
here they come.
Here they come. You be trying to hide, trying to slide out. Be like, hey. Well, fellas, man, hey, enjoy the Super Bowl weekend. Y'all be safe out there, man. Always fun talking to you guys. Love y'all. See y'all next Thursday.
Yep.
Then the following Thursday, y'all gonna be cruising.
We are on a boat. I'm on a boat.
I ain't get my invite. I'm still waiting on my invite on the cruise. Y'all be doing your boy dirty. Gilbert taking radio shows without us, AG. And then both of y'all leaving me on to go on a damn cruise.
Oh, man.
Anyway, man, till next week, fellas. We'll see y'all. Peace.
All right, Dorsey. All right, Gilbert, man. Have a good night. Yeah, good week.
See
man.
Y'all.
Good weekend. Peace.
All right, fellas. Later.
Go Pack Go. This is your co-host Amon Green along with Gilbert Brown and Dorsey Levins. Thank you for listening to the Green and Gold G Lounge. We will see you next week for another Lambeau Leap on the NFLApodcast.com.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $200 in bonus bets when they bet $5. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $200 in bonus bets and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Virginia. Terms and conditions apply.